Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milani.
Dr. Ben Kagina is the Senior Research Officer at the Vaccines for Africa Initiative, which is based at the School of Public Health and Family Medicine at the University of Cape Town. Ben, lovely to have you on the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Thank you.
What do we understand from a medical standpoint about this new variant?
Yeah, so Africa, I think what scientists have discovered on this new variant is that there are mutations that are concerning, particularly mutations that have been picked up on the spike protein. And just for the benefit of the audience, spike protein is one of the components that vaccine developers have identified as crucial to help our body fight against this virus. So most vaccines have used that protein when all components to constitute a vaccine. And if you've got mutations on this protein, there's theoretical risk that the immunity that has been induced by the vaccines that we're using may not be as good in protection as against this variant. But this is a theoretical risk. So scientists are working around the clock to just investigate whether this theoretical risk exists in practice or not.
And scientists around the world are saying we need the next 2 weeks to try and understand, I suppose, many questions such as the one you're asking. Will that be enough time in a fortnight, or will we have a better picture of the efficacy of the vaccines against this new variant?
Yeah, I think Africa, a lot has been done through collaboration, and 2 weeks it's sufficient because there's already systems set in place to, you know, investigate both in the lab and in silico in computer to just find out how the people who have been vaccinated, if you take their blood, separate and take serum and look at the antibodies in these vaccinated people, you can't be able to tell whether that serum, antibodies in the serum, are able to neutralize this virus. So I think that period is sufficient.
What we certainly don't know for sure yet is whether or not Omicron will cause more severe disease. We just don't have enough people sick for long enough for any scientific research to be published as yet, do we?
No, we don't. I mean, I just read a media article from Dr. Kochia, who, you know, picked up some difference in terms of patients' symptoms who later were confirmed to have this new variant, Omicron. And it was interesting to see that the symptoms, according to the few patients that she had seen, the symptoms were not as severe as those that have been reported with Delta variant, as an example. So the mutations that have been identified as obviously raise concern in the sense that, you know, this could be more transmissible, it could be more severe. But again, I think more time is needed for scientists to be able to answer those questions.
Many people are asking how it was possible for passengers on board airlines to leave South Africa to go to other parts of the world, could then arrive there testing positive for COVID-19 and possibly for Omicron. Is the current PCR testing measures we have in place unable to 100% of the time pick up on this variant, or what could be the reason for why we missed so many of those passengers who travel to other parts of the world from South Africa?
It's a good question, Africa, and I think that raises some practical issues that perhaps need to be looked into. So my understanding currently, before you take an international flight, you need to do a test 72 hours before the flight. And if you look at a sample taken 72 hours before you take a flight, there is that time lag that exposure can happen and infection can happen between those 3 days. So indeed, the PCR are actually very, very sensitive, and they do work. They're quite good in identifying positive and negative cases, positive cases, and differentiating them from those who don't have the infection. So I think that time lag, we need to find whether perhaps if people can be tested within a shorter time before they take off, then perhaps that could help. But in my opinion, that time lag of 7 to 2 hours is sufficient to allow an infection to occur. And 6-8 hours down the flight, people could potentially test positive, as it was reported with these passengers that were on a KLM flight.
Ben, thank you very much for your time and your insights this morning. Dr. Ben Kagina is a senior research officer at the Vaccines for Africa initiative at the School of Public Health and Family Medicine, based at the University of Cape Town.